Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod podcast. I'm your host, Will Weldon. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about SpaceX's Starship rocket. Now, this is a highly anticipated launch that was supposed to happen today, but it got scrubbed for one reason. It has been called off today due to a pressure issue with the massive Super Heavy booster. Engineers attempted to troubleshoot the problem, but with the countdown clock showing less than 10 minutes remaining, the launch was officially scrubbed by SpaceX. And SpaceX engineer John Innsbrucker stated that the team would work to determine when the next launch attempt could be made. And in addition to the pressurization issue, John said that there's a possibility that they could launch within 2 days. Elon Musk actually tweeted about it and said there's a 48-hour turnaround time for this kind of engineering problem. Now, Starship, which sits atop the Super Heavy booster, is covered with approximately 20,000 hexagonal black tiles, and they're designed as heat shields to protect the spacecraft as it re-enters Earth's atmosphere after the flight that was supposed to happen. These tiles are only applied to one side of the Starship as the vehicle re-enters horizontally with the tiles coating its belly. Now, this is important because when the Starship takes off, there's a possibility that these hexagonal black tiles could fall off the Starship. That's because the rumbling of the Super Heavy booster and the friction that's caused by the atmosphere. And this actually has happened before with the space shuttle, if you remember. And now the Starship launch that was supposed to happen today, it's a huge, significant milestone, not only for SpaceX, but also for the United States government's ambition for human space exploration. NASA has awarded SpaceX contracts and options worth several billions of dollars to use Starship to transport NASA astronauts to the moon under the Artemis program. Now, however, SpaceX's history of embracing mistakes, mishaps, explosions, these all refine its spacecraft designs and means that the pressure is not solely on the inaugural test flight that was supposed to happen today. Elon Musk, the CEO of SpaceX, has set expectations low for the Starship launch, stating that getting far enough away from the launch pad before something goes wrong would be considered a success. Now, SpaceX has been testing Starship design for years at its spaceport near Brownsville, Texas, on the U.S.-Mexico border. The company started with brief sort of hop tests of early spacecraft systems and prototypes before evolving to high-altitude flight tests, many of which resulted in dramatic explosions as the company attempted to land the craft upright, like their Falcon 9 rockets. And in May 2021, a suborbital flight test ended in success, and they landed perfectly. A Super Heavy booster, which houses 33 Raptor 2 engines designed to carry the Starship spacecraft during launch, has also been in development in this time. When fully stacked, the Starship, which sits atop the Super Heavy booster, stands around 400 feet tall. Now, while the weather is always a determining factor in a launch, several other considerations must be taken into account before Starship can be cleared for takeoff. Engineers must monitor data from the rocket throughout the morning, and any issues detected could trigger a scrub at any time. And even in the final moments before liftoff, onboard computers and AI could detect a problem and halt the launch. Now, despite today's setback, locals and spectators around the world eagerly await the rescheduled launch of SpaceX's Starship. Now, for those in Texas, South Padre Island offers an amazing viewing location, while spectators in Hawaii may also be able to see the Starship spacecraft as it re-enters Earth's atmosphere. You can check it out from Florida as well. If you're in the south coast of Florida, you may be able to see the Starship launch as well. Now, as SpaceX works to address the pressure issue with a Super Heavy booster and clear other things from the launch cycle, anticipation is building for the Starship eventual journey towards an orbital flight test. It's almost orbital. It's pretty close. And with the potential to revolutionize space travel and exploration, the Starship launch is a huge milestone, and it'll be remembered for years. And it's important that SpaceX get this right the first time, because if something were to happen on the pad, on the launch pad for the Starship, it could set SpaceX back 6 months, maybe a year, to rebuild all of the systems in the orbital launch mount. It's a custom launch mount that was built specifically for this rocket. So they would have to possibly rebuild the whole thing, and it could take a long time. Now, Falcon Heavy, this is another rocket that SpaceX has. It held the title for the most powerful rocket before the NASA SLS rocket took flight last year. And Elon said it only had a 50-50 chance of succeeding. He jokingly told CNN at the time, "People came from all around the world to see what will either be a great rocket launch or the best fireworks display they've ever seen." The Falcon Heavy launch proved to be a huge success. Now, the stakes are high for Starship's maiden flight, and it's crucial not only for SpaceX's further growth, but it's also important to get people to the moon for the Artemis 3 mission safely. And if SpaceX can conduct itself and can do this launch properly, they'll show NASA and they'll show the world that Starship is capable of a perfect, proper launch and possible landing. So what they're going to be doing with this Starship, the booster is going to go into the Gulf of Mexico. And while it's above the Gulf of Mexico with the Starship on top of it, the two will separate and the Starship will continue up for its orbital flight test. And the booster will flip in midair and boost back. It'll use some of its booster fuel to boost back towards the Gulf of Mexico landing site. And then it'll flip vertical. And they're going to be attempting a soft landing, in the Gulf of Mexico.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's going to be incredible. Now, with the Artemis program, they have to make sure that the Starship itself is capable of surviving the launch by itself, clearing the pad, clearing into the Gulf of Mexico, and then separating from the booster. Now, this is also just the inaugural flight. So this is a test flight. This isn't going to have people in it. This may not even have cargo in it. There was nothing said by SpaceX that there's any sort of cargo within the Starship itself. So there's a possibility it's an empty Starship, and they don't want to lose anything of importance for this inaugural flight. Now, as SpaceX prepares for the rescheduled launch, though, the company will no doubt be taking every precaution to ensure safety and for the success of this flight. Now, as Musk has emphasized numerous times, setbacks and failures are all part of the development process for Starship. And as SpaceX continues to push the boundaries of space exploration, the lessons learned and the data gathered from every single launch attempt of the Starship, whether successful or not, will contribute to the development of more advanced and reliable Starships in the future. And those eager to witness this history-making launch, SpaceX will be providing a live stream of the rescheduled launch. It is possible it could happen on the 19th of April. While it may not be possible for spectators around the world to catch live views of the rocket in flight, the live stream looks absolutely incredible. So, Starship launch, it's highly anticipated. It's a huge milestone for SpaceX and the space industry as a whole. And today's scrub may have been disappointing to many, but it serves as a reminder of the complexities involved in sending a spacecraft into orbit, especially something this huge. And as SpaceX works to resolve the pressure issue with a Super Heavy booster, and they clear the pad again, anticipation continues to build for the next launch attempt on possibly the 19th of April. And this will potentially revolutionize all space travel, all space exploration, and it'll be a historic moment. So I urge you to please tune in to SpaceX's YouTube channel to witness this for yourself. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. I appreciate your support. If you could do me a favor and hit the subscribe button or the follow button on whatever podcast platform you're on, that would be absolutely incredible. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, take a second and give the show a 5-star review if you like it, because I'd greatly appreciate that. It helps the discoverability of the show and shows people that it's trustworthy and that I continue to put out episodes every single day. So thank you so much for all of your support throughout the time that I've been doing this. We're over 250 episodes now, and we're going to keep on going. So if you like Elon Musk news, follow, subscribe, and thanks for listening. I'll see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves and each other.